I want them to think about how their marketing efforts might get customers in the door, but it's really their personal brand that keeps people coming back.
Welcome back to Star of the Doubts. I'm your host, Jared, or one of your hosts. And of course, my other co-host is Miss Christine. Miss Christine, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm behaving. And today is all about our guest is Suzanne Tulane. She is a branding expert. She's passionate about ensuring solopreneurs grow their business effectively. She's the author of Personal Brand Clarity, which is a step-by-step guide that teaches small business owners to use the most compelling, unique, and powerful marketing strategies that they have, which is themselves. Suzanne, thank you for lowering your standards to hang out with us. We appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jared and Miss Christine. It's so good to be here.
Yes. So we're going to start out with a little bit of an icebreaker. We like to ask people this question. What is the best concert that you've ever been to?
You know, gosh, I'm going to date myself by saying this, but I would say it was the Scorpions and Aerosmith together. The Scorpions actually opened for Aerosmith.
Nice. Now, I think Christine's actually heard of Aerosmith. Is that true,
Christine? Yes, I could get down with Aerosmith. I don't know the Scorpions. I could get down with me.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so
the
now
Scorpions
we have
were an Austrian, I believe they're from Austria group. Hmm. You know, classic rock, heavy metal.
I do remember Scorpions, yes.
Hurricane, Love You Like a Hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, rock. Okay.
Yeah. That's the one. See, Christine, you got this. West Philly represent.
West Philly represent the Scorpions. Okay, we got to fill the blank. Finish this sentence, I mean. Okay, when ordering a venti sugar-free cinnamon dolce latte with almond milk over ice, blank.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Finish this sentence.
Oh, finish the sentence.
Yeah, it's a finish the sentence. When ordering a venti sugar-free cinnamon dolce latte with almond milk over ice, blank. Finish the sentence.
Decaf.
Wow,
make sure
really?
To ask for decaf. Well, you seem pretty caffeinated.
You know, it's just been recently where I needed to start ordering decaf if I drink anything after like 10 a.m. So I'm really careful about that.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough.
Okay, I got another finish this sentence. If you ever visit Denver, finish this sentence.
If I ever visit Denver, I'm not sure.
Fair enough. If you were to ever visit Denver, nothing comes to mind. So, all right.
She's going to go snowboard and I can see her.
Definitely. I think she would probably, sell some.
No, I'm not a snowboarder. Books. I'm a skier, but in you don't ski in Denver or you don't snowboard in Denver.
No, unfortunately, but there's not that far away, but yeah, you're right. Okay. So in my homework, for some reason, I thought you were living in Denver. So I don't know.
No, I'm in Colorado Springs.
You're in Colorado Springs. Oh, shame on me. So why don't we do if you ever visit Colorado Springs?
Okay. There we go. We got to fix it.
Oh my goodness. There's so much to do here, especially in the summertime. Gosh, from going into the caves, you can go caving and you can go tons of places to hike. There's a lot of free outdoor concerts. We're building some soccer stadiums. There's Pikes Peak to go all the way up to our 14er. They just built a brand new building up there that's all, you know, green. I
heard about Pikes Peak.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. The Cog Rail train goes up there, so you can get a reservation on the Cog Rail train. And there's just, this place is so beautiful, but we're trying to not be too, you know, promotional about it because we want to keep it for ourselves.
Don't want keep everybody nice. To Colorado Springs. No, I've been to Colorado Springs. It is amazing. So, all right. Well, we'll get into some of the good stuff here. So you've written a couple books and one of them that you wrote previously was Brand DNA. So what were some of the lessons that you learned from writing Brand DNA that were helpful as you wrote Personal Brand Clarity, which is your new book?
Oh, yeah. So it took us 3 years to actually write it. I wrote it with my partner, my business partner at the time. And it took us 3 years to birth that baby. We launched that one in 2010. The lessons I learned was, gosh, you got to start practicing what you're preaching, number one, right? Uh-huh. And go through your own processes, which we did. It was very, gosh, enlightening for us to put our processes in a narrative form that would be entertaining for people to read and, you know, beneficial for businesses to walk their teams through. So that was very enlightening and made me want to write another book because it was so powerful for us.
Now, how can someone be internally driven when heavily impacted by their external surroundings?
That's right. You guys are students of my new book, Personal Brand Clarity. That is really all about the process of going inward to identify and define who you really are and align to that so that you can step into your power and not sway based on what your external environment is doing to you or around you, so that you can be stronger and more confident and more discerning on those decisions that you make every single day about what you want to manifest and become known for. So it's really about getting crystal clarity in your life about who you are and what you want to be doing. So again, those external pieces, you know, that are could be crumbling around you or impacting you in serious, dramatic ways, that you don't necessarily succumb to that, that you can stand in that power in a really confident way.
You've shared in the past that you were bullied when you were younger. What impact did that have as you now have developed your own personal brand today?
Wow. You know, I always say that I was bullied into becoming a personal brand clarity expert because I think, you know, bullying, when you allow yourself to be bullied, and that's a choice that you make because you are feeling inferior, right, at the moment because of what's happening externally to you,
right.
Then you lose that strength. Right. You don't have the strength because you're not clear on who you are. You are allowing or enabling other people to tell you who you are. And I have this wonderful phrase that says, how we believe we are perceived shapes who we become. So when we believe that others are perceiving us a certain way, then we're going to change and shift to either become that because we're seeing it around us, or we're going to resist that and become something different, right? And really get clear on who we are. So I think the bullying helped me really shift and realize that I wasn't who they were actually bullying. I was someone that was worthy, and I was able to really get clear on what those attributes were for myself to then get stronger and step into that stance and become who I am today.
Now, how do you know when your gut is telling me something versus it was just a bad batch of movie popcorn that you ate?
That's a good question, Christine. I would say that it's the goosebump factor. And I write about this in my book, that when you go through the process that's in the book, then as you're flushing this information out through the exercises, then you start realizing that you get these goosebumps and this high vibrational feeling that rises in you, and you feel really good about these concepts or these attributes that you've created for yourself. They resonate in a way that you can easily step into them because they're super authentic to who you are. I mean, it's a feeling for sure. And, you know, that icky feeling like the popcorn just to me means you're inauthentic. You're not going in the direction that is really in alignment with who you say you are, but rather maybe you're succumbing to an environmental impact, like a networking group that, you know, you feel like you have to be a part of, but it doesn't feel right, but you keep going and it's just not clicking for you. And that's the ickiness that I think that bad popcorn can provide.
Yep. How could someone go from having a brand to actually being consciously in control of it?
Good question, Jared. I would say, first of all, I want to let everybody know that you already have a brand, whether you're conscious of it or not, because all a brand is really just a set of perceptions. And ideally, there are a set of perceptions that you are in control of, but most of us haven't done the deep dive work. So most of us are more like chameleons where we fit in. We love to fit in. We love to have other people like us. So we incrementally try to fit into what's going on around us versus us standing in clarity in our own authentic alignment. And to become clear on that, right, and more conscious, on that is to really peel back that onion and do the work, do that internal exercises and that work that helps you flesh out those adjectives and attributes, which you also have to define in the process. And when you define them, you begin to shape your own belief system and experiences that you have that match that, so that you can continue to perpetuate what you are aligned with. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That was well said. Now, you're known for being transparent and being efficient. How have those actions and behaviors helped you to stand out from the crowd?
Well, you know, I think it's helped me actually identify and define my market, because I am not the touchy-feely coach. I'm not. I mean, I'm like, let's take action. Let's get her done. Let's be efficient at it and, you know, get you to where you want to be. Right. So I'm a taskmaster, and the efficiency and the transparency really helps my clients understand what's real, laying it on the line, you know, standing up for what I stand for, and I stand for them as my client to become their potential. So those attributes have really helped me shape who I go after and who I'll actually accept as a client. So that's why branding is so powerful, because I'm discerning differently now that I know who I am, and it's shaping everything that I do. Does that make sense, Ms. Christine?
Yeah, I think so.
You share about the standards of living buckets. So I'm wondering if you have a story about the standards of living buckets, and then maybe we can go into why these are so essential.
Well, I have a lot of clients who have, you know, gone through the program and who have really clarified their standards of living. And these buckets are really all about the main areas of your life. And that includes your well-being, your spirituality and well-being, your professional world, so your work life, your family life, your community life, and your outside relationships. And when you get the, and your financial, and when you get clear on these areas and what they mean to you, then you're able to really begin to get more conscious, strategic, and deliberate in how you go about creating those standards in those areas, in those bucket areas, for you to then begin to live up to. So again, it's clarity, it's that focus, and it helps you create goals around each one of those areas and really begin to manifest the life you've been dreaming about and wanting. So there's no real story around that other than the what happens when you actually do the work and get crystal clear and become that. And then you realize one day that, wow, everything is happening that I want to have happen. It's kind of like people, you know, tell stories about vision boards. Mm-hmm. When they actually cut things out and keep these images and these words in front of them on a regular basis, they're starting to get more conscious of them. And then the law of attraction takes effect and things start happening in that space. So it's really cool. Do you guys talk about that sort of thing on this show?
Sure.
Oh, we talk about everything.
I've listened to a couple of your episodes and I was wondering if this conversation, you know, was kind of in your portfolio of discussion, you know, concepts.
Well, we're open to everything.
Okay.
I think there's some embarrassment because our standards of living are pretty low.
I'm
joking. Yeah.
Could you tell us your mantra, and could you share how you develop your mantra?
Yeah. So my mantra is consciousness, inspiration, and growth. It's a really quick tool that is part of the process, and it gets fleshed out after you walk through the identifying and defining of your own core values and your brand style, your personal brand style attributes. Then you flesh out all the differentiators that make you different. And this goes way back, right? This is how you become who you've become. And it's so much more than just your work credentials. It's skill sets. It's like languages that you speak or countries you've visited or passions that you have. It includes all of those in the personal brand piece. And then, of course, we just talked about the standards of living. So when all of those pieces of your DNA, what I call your DNA process, is developed, then you're able to really kind of hone in on that and bring it down into a tool I call your mantra. And mine ended up being consciousness, inspiration, and growth, because those three words were a culmination of kind of all of those other pieces that fleshed out through the process. And then after that, there is a what I call your your why statement. It's why you exist. And then you can flush that out in using pieces of your mantra and everything else that's in your DNA to create that statement, your why you exist statement. And again, use it as a tool to bring you back into the present, bring you back into the consciousness of you and who you are, so that you can begin to remember how powerful you really are. And again, raise your vibration and start attracting those things that you want. I mean, we all, as human beings, get into funks, right? We just what is happening? And then it's just a tool to bring you right back into that power again. And so that you're almost, you know, again, as we talked about in the very beginning of this, is that we're trying to be more internally driven instead of externally impacted. So it helps you be more internally driven and get in that space.
Can you share maybe a client or a personal brand that comes to mind when you think of world class and why that is?
Oh, there's many of them. And I guess I would have to go to a celebrity just so the audience really knows who they are I'm talking about. But those brands like Tony Robbins, those brands like Oprah Winfrey, really finding who they are and really delivering on the promise of who they are and showing up that way and being consistent, right? There's three key attributes that their success attributes that are used in my process to help. Once you're done with the DNA and you've got all those attributes that make up your DNA, then you have to be, number one, consistent in that, in your, to your DNA. So you say, you know, people are consistent. Some people are consistently late, but I'm not talking about that kind of consistency. I'm talking about
feel personally attacked.
Christine, listen up.
Listen, I was 3 minutes early.
So just because you're consistent doesn't mean that you're going to have a successful brand. It has to be consistently you, consistently your brand's DNA. But how can you be consistent at that if you don't know what that is? So that's the first one, right? The second one is being authentic. That's the second most powerful attribute that you can have or characteristic you can have. And authentic to what? Again, you know, we've heard so many people tell us at one point or another in our lives, oh, just be authentic or just be yourself and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Right.
But when you think about, you know, well, who am I to be authentic? I mean, I've never really done the work, right? So when you sit back and realize if you haven't done the work, then how can you actually be authentic in showing up as who you are? So then the third one is an unusual term. We don't use it very often every day, but it's called being generative. And being generative just means that I am consciously and continuously up-leveling to become more and more of myself in my everyday life. And that's generating, right? I'm being generative. So I'm seeking ways to be more and more authentic, more and more consistent, more and more of all those attributes I say I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have a question? No, I was just going to ask you, Suzanne, who's doing something that interests you?
Who's doing something that's interesting to me? I certainly think Richard Branson and Elon Musk are doing some fabulous things in the space arena. I think space is a really cool area that we do need to understand better. And I love that what they're doing, even though I know they get a lot of hard hits and spending a lot of money on something that's outside of our, basically our control, so to speak. And they should be spending the money, you know, helping people here on Earth. But someone's got to do it, right? In order for us to innovate and evolve and maybe even utilize some assets out there that we don't even know we can, or even protect ourselves.
Right at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a 10-year-old daughter. She's super into space and yeah. So it's living in Florida. That was probably more so for you, Christine, because you're in Daytona, but like when they do SpaceX launches here, she like wants to know about it. She wants, if we can go see it, she wants to see it. Like it's pretty fun.
Isn't Richard going up tomorrow? Branson?
I'm not paying attention. I need to. So yeah, that if he is, then I need to be, I need to be on that because she's going to want to see that.
For sure. And I think six of his employees at Virgin Galactic are going up with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a tough life. Suzanne.
Right. He said, you know, you have to get off his island to literally get off.
Yeah, that's a
not off the island.
But yeah, they can't launch from the island.
Gilligan.
Okay, so I don't like start to wrap this up, but we want people to be able to check out the complimentary toolkit and learn more about what you're up to and the book and all that stuff. So where can people connect with you online?
Thanks for that, Jared. Brandascension.com is my website, and they can connect with me there as well as Facebook, Brand Ascension. I'm on LinkedIn. Come and join me on LinkedIn. And that Kickstarter toolkit is a tab that's on the website, and it's really geared towards solo professionals and emerging leaders in corporations who want to really get the clarity they need to take their personal brand to the next level.
Excellent.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I would say that overall, I want them to think about, you know, how their marketing efforts might get customers in the door, but it's really their personal brand that keeps people coming back. So that's how powerful branding is. And branding and marketing are two separate functions. Understanding the difference is key to really building and scaling your business.
Well, Suzanne, we appreciate your wisdom, and we hope that you will come back and share with us how things are going with personal brand clarity here in the next few months. And we'd love to have you back and talk some more about what you're up to. So again, thank you, and appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Jared and Ms. Christina. Great to meet you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, likewise.